Drawing for Cat People on this moment of Indiana history. Way down deep, we're all motivated by the same urges. Fairmont-born cartoonist Jim Davis once suggested, cats have the courage to live by them. That's what Garfield is all about. Davis must have been onto something. His cartoon about the fat orange tabby that debuted in 1978 is now the world's most widely syndicated comic strip. Having grown up on a farm with 25 cats, Davis spent his asthmatic childhood indoors, doodling, dreaming of becoming the next Charles Schulz. But Garfield the cat, christened with the middle name of the cartoonist's grouchy grandfather, couldn't be less like Snoopy. The lazy, wisecracking feline begrudgingly shares a home with dog Odie and human John Arbuckle. Davis had one of the lowest cumulative grade point averages on file at Ball State before assisting cartoonist Tom Ryan with his strip, Tumbleweeds. After 5 years drawing his own strip, Norm Nat, for the Pendleton Indiana Daily, Davis moved on to a mammalian protagonist. Two syndicates turned down Garfield before United Features bit in 1978, only to see the Chicago Sun-Times cancel the strip after several months. Readers' protest brought Garfield back, ultimately resulting in its current distribution in almost 2,600 newspapers to 200 million daily readers. Jim Davis has been named a Sagamore of the Wabash, a distinguished Hoosier, and an Indiana living legend. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.